been glad to study and relate to you some lessons learned from David Murray's book, The Happy Christian. And the chapter that we're considering is called Happy Work. And I spent our last time showing you from Scripture that work is from God. Murray goes on then, and much like Romans 11:36 says that of him and through him and to him are all things. He applies that to this subject, and he said, work is of God, which I considered last week. And today I'm going to go on to think about how work is through God and how work is to God. So of him and through him and to him are all things, as applied to our vocation or to our work. So today we're going to think about how work is through God. And what this has in mind is that not only do we understand that God has given us work to do, but there's also the concept that when we do that work, that we can only do so through the strength that Christ gives to us. We do our work depending on God. And there are a number of ways that that comes out. It comes out in our prayers. Well, let me ask you, what are some ways that our dependence on God comes through? How is it that we do our work through God? What are some lessons you've learned? How you do your work depending on God?
He's the one that gives us the abilities that we have to do our work.
Yeah, the very abilities that we have come from him. Good. Yeah, that's right. And that has it's applied especially to the work of the gospel, but it uses an agricultural lesson, an agricultural truism, you might say, that we put a seed in the ground,
and it grows.
Imagine that, just by putting a seed in the ground, that it grows. Did you make it grow? Well, no. God has done that. So we do it through His strength. Yeah, Dan.
Seeing that, like Liz mentioned, that it's God who gives us our gifts or our talents, and then we plant the seed. I've seen that you think that you do the right things, especially true in my line of work, but I bet it's true in everybody else's too, in the different. Whether it's in the home or in the vocation. In my particular case, you do certain things a certain way, and you think, this, we're savvy, this will go well in the way that I expect it to. It will increase the way I expect it to. It's not necessarily true at all. And then over here, a place that you don't even feel like you planted, that prospers. It seems like it's a good... It serves to remind that you're dependent on God.
Yeah.
No matter how sad you think you are at anything. Even though He's given you the gifts, it's good to recognize He's given you those gifts. Even despite those gifts, you're still not going to see an increase unless he's giving that.
Yeah, Matthew.
I think the story of Ananias and Sapphira, their work that they created, that was their private property that they sold, then let the Lord fully go through their service, and so they held back in life.
Yeah. Very good examples of how our daily work, whatever that work may be, is done through the power of God. We pray that God would provide for us. We pray that that not only would He provide for us, but that He would then also bless the work that we do. I've commented before that when we pray for our daily bread, we don't then just go back to bed and lie with our mouths open waiting for God to drop the food into our mouths. We actually do go out and work. but do that work strengthened by God. Because we believe that that work through God. Murray cites Luther's catechism on this account. Luther says this about praying for our daily bread. It says, when you pray for daily bread, you're praying for everything that contributes to your having and enjoying your daily bread. You must open up and expand your thinking so that it reaches not only as far as the flour bin and the baking oven, for us we might say Walmart, but also out over the broad fields, the farmlands, the entire country that produces, processes, and conveys to us our daily bread and all kinds of nourishment. There he's limited it just to our daily bread, but it expands. Our bread comes from somewhere, and just tracing the bread, we're praying for all that has brought that bread to us. And by extension, we're praying as well for every aspect of our daily work, that it be through his strength that we are provided. There's another implication about this too that is good for us to think about, and that is that God genuinely loves the work that you do. Last lesson I made the comment that it's a easy error to fall into that there is sacred work that God really loves, there's then secular work that's kind of second best. And I'm hoping by this study to just kind of wipe away that misconception and help you to see that whatever work that you do, that God loves that work. Whether that be work that you are paid for, teaching, or building, or cleaning, or work that you do in your home as a mom, as a teacher or trainer there, caring for your children, that is work that God genuinely loves and has given for you to do. And you approach that work as being done by his strength and recognize that it comes through him. That is work through God. And the last aspect is that we do our work to God. And by this, we're thinking about how we do everything that we do to the glory of God. And that's quoting Paul as well. Whatever you do, whether you eat or you drink, do all to the glory of God. Would someone look up Colossians 3, 23 and 24? Thanks, Daniel. While he's getting that, I had to underline a quote by Murray that I thought stood out well. He said that the world of work is a theater of God's glory. The world of work is a theater of God's glory. That as you go about the task that God gives for you today and tomorrow, the next day, that it is participating in the theater of God's glory, and that you have an opportunity to demonstrate that by your dependence, by your attitude, by the joy and happiness that you bring to that work. Let's hear Colossians 3, 23 and 24.
And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
And one more verse.
But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality.
Thank you. That's good. I had you go one verse too far. Actually, I was thinking about what I wanted to say and not wasn't listening. Sorry about that. You read what I wanted first. So, yeah. Pastors can become distracted in worship too.
Dan, what
did
you say?
Uh, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Here's that theater of God's glory, that whatever you do, you are participating in giving glory to God. Does anybody know to whom Paul was speaking in that passage? Yeah. Yeah. He was speaking to the servants or the slaves. Now, the verses previous talk about husbands and wives and duties towards each other and children and parents. And then this passage is about bond slaves, bond servants, slaves. Whatever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord. We jokingly sometimes talk about our work as going to the slave pits and going to the mines and the drudgery sometimes that conveys. And here, Paul is talking to those who really were slaves, and he is imparting to them a worldview or a vision of God's glory, that even the work that they did, that as they did it heartily, that they would do that to the glory of God. And if literal servants in their work can give glory to God, then so surely can you in the job that God has given you to do. Again, whether that be your paying job or children, the jobs that you have around the house, those can be done to glorify God. It can be done by students who are studying in a way that honors and glorifies God. All of what you do is offered to God. Notice well that there is an eternal inheritance that God attaches to this. He says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, knowing that the Lord, that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as that reward. So it's the reward that is attached there that inspires us to do this work as unto Him. Murray is very well read. I'll read a couple quotes that he had. William Tyndale: if our desire is to please God, pouring water, washing dishes, cobbling shoes, and preaching the word is all one. And there's the sacred and the secular brought together as being glorifying to God. Martin Luther: God and the angels smile when a man changes a diaper. It's a theater of God's glory, Dave. We note that probably for other reasons, just the amazing aspect of man changing a diaper, and we kind of snicker at that. But even this very mundane task is a task that gives glory to God. And I think that's what Martin Luther was aiming at there. So this is a whole different way of looking at the world, isn't it? It's a way of looking at the world that shapes your view of work itself, so that the work that you are doing, you understand, has been given to you by God, that you do it in the strength of God, that you do it for the glory of God. It really shapes and hopefully reshapes the way that you view that work. It ought to shape the way you view leisure as well. And Murray has a comment just very briefly about that in his book. It's very wholesome to recognize that God made you to work. He also made you to rest. And so this guards you from being a workaholic. You don't save yourself by your work. So you are oriented that way. It shapes your view of heaven. You are like God when you work, because God works and He rests. And you are like God in doing both of those things. And We believe that in the new heavens and the new earth that God will free us to do what He designed us to do without the encumbering sin. And we will enjoy that worship and work and rest for all of eternity. And we'll be happy in that. And in preparation for that now, you can pray and ask God to orient your heart to work to His glory so that you would show that that work really is a happy thing. We have one more chapter in David Murray's book. We'll come to that in our next lesson. I'll ask you to please bow with me as we close in prayer. Lord God, we thank You for the work that You have given to us to do. Lord, whether that be the chores around our house or the job that we do to support our family, whatever that is, we pray that we would do it to Your glory. Father, I do pray that You would inspire us with this view of the world, that we would see work as given to us by You, Yourself, and that we would do that work through Your strength, not in our own wisdom or energy, and that we would do everything to Your glory. Lord, I pray especially for the times when those circumstances are difficult, that we would appeal to You for the grace that is necessary in those difficult times. And may that as well be an indication of the glory of God at work in us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, you're dismissed.